They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamilslaw.com, JAMIELS Law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
My buttons is moving real slow.
Here they come, the legals, they're coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens
to one of y'all. Yep, every time I hear that song, you know, I think about what's going on right now. And you could have told me back in 2008 that we'll be in 2022 and the shit is damn near worse than it was. The reason why I say it's worse because people probably think, oh, well, I don't be hearing about nothing. That's the reason. You don't hear about shit no more. You know damn well it's still going on. They importing illegal aliens in here like they lost their mind. They got illegal aliens being busted every city. You watch when all the carnage start, when all the people start getting killed by illegals and raped and robbed and everybody's going to be complaining, remember these days. Not just today. Remember 2008. In 2008, it was the same shit going on, but nobody wasn't paying attention. Nobody had nothing to go by. In 2008, the stuff that was going on in 2008 and leading up to now, when I look at it now, I was thinking, damn, they was doing that same shit in 2008. Same thing, 2008, except for nobody was, you know, they was calling something else. You know, I hear stories how people tell stories about how, you know, you all hear stories about how these criminals are doing bad stuff and they never hear about it. They won't talk about it after they get them in jail or stuff like that. Except for they go out to the person that's trying to get justice. They did this the same damn way. Out of all the shit this guy was doing, this guy was, he had three prior gun convictions, not just charges. He was found guilty or he pleaded guilty on three different gun charges. Now, how in the hell is somebody like that on the streets? Nobody didn't give a shit. But they were doing the same thing then, like today. We hear stories today all the time about people that should have been in jail or they got released or they're out on bail. That BLM guy, the guy that shot the mayor that he was running against, they gave him bail. Since when you get bail on murder? I've never heard nobody get bail on murder charge. Even when those cops was doing all different crimes. They said they were crimes and stuff. They always got bail because they was never being charged with murder. They was being charged with something, and they was trying to figure it out and go to trial, but they would always be out on bail. But when you murder somebody, what the hell are you doing out on bail? When you attempt to murder somebody, why would you be out on bail? See, but people are thinking that, I mean, people always say, oh, you're being used by the white man. And, you know, I had all these intentions except for being pissed off about it. But you watch. When all these people started piling up, you're going to hear the same shit we were doing in 2008. It could be no different except for nobody's going to give a damn. See, they think somebody's going to care about them. That was like that one lady whose daughter was killed on the Harbor Freeway. Somebody shot her in the neck, shot her in the back, dumped her on the freeway. That mother was on TV on complaining that I helped you guys win. I voted for you guys. Why won't nobody help me? See, they don't give a damn. She thought they did because she was saying, I voted for you guys. So she figured just because I voted for you, and I've been trying to advocate for you, and I done went out on the battlefield, so to speak, for you. You guys owe me. And what did they say? Nothing. I just heard yesterday that the police says the case is damn near cold. They say they have nobody complaining, nobody calling in, telling what happened. Nothing's going on. But the mother is like, what the hell is going on? She can't believe it. But I guarantee you she was the kind of lady that was against Republicans, against the police, and all that kind of stuff. But you could tell she was acting. I'm not like that now. You know, she ain't like that no more. But when she was on the news complaining, why won't nobody help me? Why can't get no justice? She was saying that because in her mind, she earned it. In her mind, I did so much for the Democratic Party and for you politicians. You guys owe me. That's how she felt, that she was owed and they didn't come through for her. Not that we'll see you later on. Her thing was, you ain't did nothing. I helped you guys. I voted for you. And what did I get out of it? A dead daughter on the freeway, and nobody cares. And then they use pieces of shit, so-called community activists, to try to get attention, and that just makes it worse. Because when people see that, they know immediately what's going on. But you can't blame them. You know, you can't blame the family because people just show up. When you're grieving like that, people show up and you don't know what you're doing at that time. You want attention. But sometimes you got to know, you got to get a track record. So many people, you know, ain't been around. I had people that came into my camp and it was always terrorizing, trying to mess up everything. But we saw them after a while and you got to get rid of them. But then they turn on you. You're not going to get shit out of it no more. Nobody can, murder does not faze humans anymore. At one time, it was like a saying, if somebody died, then that was, okay, that's it. Just say if you were selling cookies and then somebody got killed selling the cookies. Cookie selling over. Well, we playing Frisbee and then with the dog, and the prisoner going to the street, dog hit by a car. That's it. Nobody's allowed to do that no more. Now, they don't even care. People, you watch the news, you might hear about one murder here, one murder there. But then you look at the statistics, that shit going on all day, all night long. Everybody getting carjacked. They had them today on the news. They were talking about how people are getting follow home robberies are going up. They say go to the mall, go to the restaurant, people follow you home and then rob you. But instead of them telling us that shit, they should be being proactive. But because all that defunding the police, they didn't got the police's heads all messed up to where the police don't even give a shit. Most of them quit. A whole lot of police just say, you know what, screw this. You go find us a different state or a different town to where you can be a good cop and they appreciate it. See, but they don't understand. A lot of black people appreciate it. I heard Geraldo Rivera today talking about making it seem like, you know, there's certain neighborhoods, they almost like allow the carnage, you know. But at the same time, there's a lot of, most black people want the police in their neighborhood. Most black people need the police. They don't have no problem with the police. Every race is like that, but for some reason, they feel like black people, none of the black people like the police, and everybody gets the police because you're black. That ain't even true. The majority of every race is law-abiding. Even black people, as violent as black people are, and you can just see when you watch the news and you see all the smashing grabs and you see all the looting and the robberies, you just see black people. Now, we know that white people are doing it too, and it's probably Asians and Latinos, but they're not doing it the way black people are. Black people are doing it to the point where every time they do it, there's a camera on every corner. There's no way you can live in the United States and not be on camera. Excuse me. You can't even go outside. If you go outside, you're on tape. If you go anywhere, you're on tape. No matter what you do, you're on tape. So what is that? Hey, Julie, how you doing? What is that link you got right there? But yeah, don't expect nothing. They don't. You see how everybody's watching Ukraine. Everybody see when they show that kind of stuff, that desensitizes everybody. They'll say that, well, we're just showing it because we want you to see what that doesn't faze people no more. People are not fazed about drunk. Oh, okay. I'll check it out. Okay, because I'll be scared to look at stuff because everybody be trying to, trying to make money off me or trying to hurt me or trying to talk stuff, and you can't get them back. So I just say, hey, screw you, because that's how I am now. I don't respect a damn thing. Until I die, whatever I get is because I earned it. Amy's like, nobody gave me nothing. Nobody ain't gave me nothing since my life changed 2008. You know, you get to the point where you don't give a damn. Even with that crazy guy on TV in New York, you can see how that guy didn't give a damn. He was so sick of whatever was going on. Why didn't you just kill yourself? See, that don't even make no sense. Oh yeah, you're right. But they deleted that, and I think that show was deleted by in-house. You know, I have people that were so-called on my team that did some crazy stuff like that. You know, I had so many saboteurs from the media family to people I don't even know. And that's true. Any person that calls up a conservative, there's people in your family that hate your guts. I mean, not just regular hate. I mean, they really don't like you no more. And you're like, wow. And, you know, it's sad. But, yeah, I looked through that archive so many times. You know, someone left it on YT for us to find. I looked, and there it was. You all right. I'm definitely going to download that right now, make sure I don't lose it, and then I'll check it out later. Because I always wonder where that was. You know, I always wondered where that was. And in my mind, I'm sure Blog Talk Radio could have did it because I could see them doing that because they never even – can you imagine? Come on now. I mean, out of all the people in the world, you know, they meet the president. Everybody's instant superstars or instant, oh, my God, you met the president. Everybody's so happy. Here I am for all the shit going on. I end up meeting the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and it was like I didn't get nothing out of it. That is so – it just pretty much everybody that likes Trump, that when Trump was in office, I pretty much followed or looked at everybody that was there doing all those events and stuff they were doing. And different things, and they blackballed pretty much everybody. You know, that's why I'm glad. I hope Elon Musk pull it off and free Twitter, because this is, if we don't get them out of here this year, I'm not lying. I'm through with politics, because there's no way I could follow it without going crazy. If we don't make some serious moves this year, I can't take it no more. Just letting the Democrats cheat and do what they're doing. It's just, if nobody's going to stop them, then I'm out. You know, it's like, okay. Like Shark Tank, where the guy says, so-and-so, I'm out. That's how I feel. It's getting to the point where, screw this. You know what I mean? You're sitting there fighting and stressing and watching news and doing all this stuff, trying to get some things happening. And you know, you're fighting with relatives and different people. Everybody is all into, you know, trying to bring you down. And then you watch the news and you see all this cheating going on and won't nobody stop it. If you just go to Twitter and look at some of the Republicans' comments, all they're doing is acting like they're news reporters. I always tweet back at them saying, you are not a news reporter. You know? You are not a news reporter. Nobody gives a damn. Everybody know what you know. You got top secret stuff that we don't know about. You won't talk about that stuff. So screw it. You know, we're never going to know. But everything else, we already know. What we want to know is, what you going to do? They don't never do nothing. They don't never do nothing. Never. All they do All they do is tell you, oh, Biden's son was in the hotel with a hooker. Okay, what are you going to do about it? I mean, I can't do shit. What am I going to do? Complain, and all they do is like they don't give a damn. But you guys are there working. How y'all going to be there working? The President of the United States got all this baggage going on, and you can't get nothing across. You're not even trying. They're just telling us, oh, when we get control, they're using it as some kind of way to get the election. But there are things they could do now. By the time November get here, ain't going to be shit left. They got illegal aliens. They say they got 140,000 illegal aliens headed here all at one time. Now, everybody know they're coming. They ain't going to do shit. They're going to wait till they get here, and they're going to do the same thing they've been doing. They're going to process them, show us videos of them packing to a tent, and everybody changing diapers, and then we're supposed to just say, okay. And then pretty soon, the whole country going to be completely run over with foreigners. I don't know why people act like that's all, that's cool. They don't even care about your grandkids and new next generation. They talk all that shit about global warming and everybody's going to die. They're like that. They just so into making sure everybody is safe. And then they're the illegal aliens on the border. They're coming through the border, what they said, about 18,000 a day. Somebody can stop that shit now. I haven't seen not one lawsuit. I haven't seen nobody file a lawsuit to try to stop Biden doing what he's doing. They'll file suits with different things here or there, but nobody has said you cannot do that. And then when they do get somebody to do something like that, the federal judge says you must stop doing what you're doing. You must bring back, remain in Mexico right now. What'd they do? Nothing. What happened? Nothing. The judge said do it. They didn't do it, and everybody moved on. How about those Dodgers? I haven't seen no Republicans complaining about it. They talk about it here or there, but they're doing it as a reporter. They're like, oh, Biden supposed to stop the Remain in Mexico thing, but he didn't stop it. Well, what the hell are you supposed to do? You work down there. You in charge of that. They don't care about that. Republicans, I like them. Don't get me wrong. I like them, but they don't care about stopping him right now. They want to use all this stuff they're doing for November, which is okay, but still, and by the time November get here, the way they're doing, it ain't going to be nothing left. They're dismantling everything. They're screwing up everything. By the time November gets here, we might as well call this Mexico or call this foreign land or whatever. You know, I watched, even though Governor Abbott did what he did, and I supported 100%. But I didn't like the part when they were getting off of the bus and they were shaking their hands and hugging them like they was family members going to the YMCA camp or about to go enlist in the Army or something. I didn't like that. Yeah, but yeah, thank you for that, Julie. I'm definitely going to download that because I gave up on it, but I think whoever did it was somebody in my camp that deleted it because you had to look for that. You had to know what you're looking for. You know, they deliberately deleted it. They didn't want me to use it because they knew I liked Trump. And they couldn't make me change my mind when everybody shifted over. I didn't. And that pissed everybody off. So when they got pissed off, everybody that was not my supporters anymore, everybody took different, said they had different tasks, how to dismantle everything that we had built up. And they did a pretty good job of it. They completely, the only part they didn't dismantle was me. Excuse me. I'm the only one left. I mean, I had supporters from, like you said, that I never even heard of before. Then I had supporters that were in the inner circle. But everybody don't like you. I'm sure you look at Donald Trump. He got his sister and, you know, with somebody else was talking crazy or auntie or something. And, you know, I heard Jesse Waters say him and his family feuding. And, you know, I heard Dan Bongino talking about how him, you know, Republicans can get along. If, you know, when people say Republican and Democrats can't get along, they can. Republicans can get along with Democrats because I've done it. My mother was a hardcore liberal. My sister Everybody. I can't think of nobody in my family that's not, you know. And we, ain't nobody killed nobody, you know. But with, on the other side, oh, no. They're not going to, the Democrat will not let you have no peace. If they got the upper hand on you and they got control of the situation and they're a Democrat, you're a Republican, they're going to drive you crazy. They'll never do what you want, even if they burn the house down. You say, hey, put the fire out. They'll let it burn just because I'm a Democrat. You know, Democrats will sacrifice their soul. They'll die just to prove a point to a Republican. Republicans won't. Republicans, I ain't dying for it. You know, we can get along. But what's on the other foot? Nope. If you got a Democrat and she likes you, and you're the Republican, then if you like her back, y'all can have good times, have fun all the time because, you know, you're letting her be a Democrat, you know. But if it was you liking a Democrat and she know you like her, then she'd drive you crazy. Every time something go on, she wanna let you express yourself, you wanna be able to talk. Every time you bring up something about your party or Donald Trump or whatever, they will not let you talk about it. It's just miserable. It's like Tom Brady. You can imagine, just think of all the men who have wives who are so looned out. If you were a conservative, you can't express yourself because your wife is, you know, she's, you know, you can't handle that. You know, you can't handle that. But nobody cares. We're to the point now where nobody cares. They got men dressing like women. They used to have, at one time, they used to have, you couldn't even call yourself, remember we used to call people transsexuals. It was people who didn't know who the hell they was. They used to make it seem like, even back in the gay days, that if you still had your, even the gay people would say, you still had your penis, you was a man. And what, you know, the deciding factor used to be, you have to get rid of that penis or that vagina. You can't have it both ways. Look at Cher's daughter. I guarantee you, if Cher's daughter would have been like that in 2022, she would have get her penis removed. She could have left her penis up there. Nobody wouldn't even give a damn. Nobody wouldn't even care. But she, and you know what's so weird about it? She was messing with this lady. They were both gay, right? They were lesbians. She went and got the sex change operation, got her penis, she got a penis put on there, got rid of the vagina, turned it into a penis, got some testicles on there, and got rid of the breasts and all that kind of stuff. Started growing hair on his face, got all fat and bloated. So then the girl that they was lesbian and doing lesbian stuff with didn't like it no more because she, in her mind, I'm a lesbian. I can get a man anywhere. I don't need a woman to go get all that to herself. And now, so they broke up. So then she ended up being a man or a woman or whatever you call them, whatever you think they are. But it shows right there that even she didn't like it. So you can't tell me transgenders, just the other day this woman was saying how when she was younger, she got all this work done on her body, and she wish she would have waited because she didn't, when she grew up, she didn't want this stuff done to her no more. You know, she got a vagina cut off, and they put a penis on her, and now she's like, I don't want no penis. She don't like it no more. And she was trying to tell people that, leave these kids alone. Let them grow up and decide on their own. She said she had pressure, and she had to talk people into it because nobody was into it in those days. You know, but nobody gives a damn. They pushing trans. You've noticed how they push transgender. They push transgenders differently. If it's a woman trying to be a man, they don't like that because they can't benefit from that because a woman could. If a woman turned into a man, she would never be able to be the man doing nothing. So in their mind, it's a waste of time. They need a transgender to dominate. So only way they can dominate the transgenders is they got to get a man, turn him into a woman, and put him in there with the women. Then he going to win. Don't make no sense. But that's how it is. That's how it is. I'm still trying to download this off of the computer. For some reason, it won't let me. It won't let me work that. But I'll get it. Oh, okay, I can see it. Oh yeah, I better get it. This computer's so slow, man. I gotta give me an upgrade, my laptop, because I'll click on something, I can go do something and come back, and it'll just catch up. It ain't that slow, but it's slow. But yep, 140,000 legal aids on the way. Pretty soon, you can imagine all the kids are gonna come from all the illegal aliens that came into our country. Look at all the ones that was pregnant, that we saw pregnant. Think of the ones that's gonna get pregnant. You're gonna have all these. By the time our grandkids grow up, they're gonna be completely the minority. And you imagine it's not gonna be nice. They're not gonna be nice about it. That's why black people and Latinos are gonna be fighting pretty soon. They never stop. It's gonna get worse because of the fact that everybody is trying to pay back the white man. The white man, we gotta get him. That's how all this got started. Back when the illegal aliens started coming to the United States, they had to come into the black neighborhoods. So there wasn't a lot of them. So they had to come in and blend in. The reason why I know that is that every story I done heard from people who were living in L.A. back in the day, they were all living in the parts of town that's considered East L.A. now. They didn't call it East L.A. back then. They just called it L.A. People were living all in through East L.A., Huntington Park, that was all black. Everything was all black. When they came in, they took over everything and just pushed everybody out. We didn't just leave because we felt like it. It was pressure, violence. It was like a racial thing. And black people, because they were trying to do some things, they moved on. They didn't fight for it. That's how you left. There ain't a black part of town nowhere in L.A. that's considered black. You got every race has a part of town to where that's their part of town. You got the Jewish people got their part of town, the Italians, even the Ethiopians got a part of town over there on Fairfax. And they got a sign up that says Little Ethiopia. And they got all these restaurants and all the Ethiopian people live around there. But when it comes to black Americans, everything that we got has been infiltrated by every race. Even the really nice black towns, you know, the black part of town that's really nice, big houses and swimming pools and stuff, full of white people. White people love it up there. The poor parts of town where black people, you know, reside in, full of Mexicans. We ain't got nothing. We ain't never going to have it because we had it at one time, but we were so fixated on that Black Panther bullshit. We got to pay back the white man. So black people thought the best way to pay back the black man is to pair up with these illegal aliens, the Mexicans, come together. And when you come together like that, we can have power that we can take over, and we can take over the white man. That's the same thing the Mexicans were thinking. We're going to go to the United States, and we're going to take over America. But we got to start with the black people. We got to get in with them, and then we're going to take over. But this is the caveat. The difference was that the Mexicans felt like black people benefited in a way they shouldn't have. You know, they don't care how it happened. All they know is that black people benefited when the white man stole our land. So we're going to dismantle that first. So black people thought they were coming in peace, like, yeah, you're going to come together. And no, so black people started hiring, you know, because everything was black in those parts of town. So if you wanted a job, you had a black manager. So the black manager would hire the Latino people because he thought he was, you know, hey, he was cool, he was helping now, blah, blah, blah. And then when they got to certain positions, they didn't hire blacks. They just hired their own people to the point where, see how it is now. So I ain't got to say nothing. You just see wherever you go, the black part of town, it's all Mexicans or foreigners, and none of them respect us because they feel like, hey, they ain't doing shit because that's how it look. You know, that's how it look. You see it on TV, you think all black people are criminals. And so, you know, and you hear all these people, you hear all the rich black people make it seem like it's our fault that, you know, that we get disrespected in society. Then you see all these rich people at the biggest event in the United States, the Academy Awards, and you got a black guy walks up on stage and slaps another black guy because he was talking about making a joke about a black woman. So it was just black people that went crazy up in the place, you know. But Chris Rock came out of it good, but still, white people are thinking, you know what, see, that's what we're talking about. The violence. I mean, why would Will Smith do that? Out of all the things in his brain, he's supposed to be so smart, and he's a good actor. He got all this businessman genius and all that kind of stuff. And look what he do. He walks across the stage on a televised a TV show and slaps another black man in the face. And the way he slapped him was like he wasn't even expecting to be hit back. Like, yeah, he ain't gonna do nothing. That's my bitch. You know? But now his life is over with. But he didn't just hurt himself. He hurt black people. Because, you know, black people are going to say, well, you can't judge everybody because of what one person did. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what everybody do. I don't see Mexicans the same way because my son was killed by a legal alien from Mexico. So you damn skippy. I don't see them the same way, but I try to do what I got to do to live with them. But I don't, you know, hey, I'm not going to say they're my favorite people, but I don't go out my way disrespecting them. I don't, you know, I don't treat them bad. I don't even bring it up, you know. I don't even bring it up. But at the same time, I'm not going to act like it never happened. I'm not going to act like, well, just going to give it to Jesus, and I'm just going to make sure everything going to be all right because I'm way past that shit. I ain't going to get nothing good out of my son being dead. It ain't going to be like one day I ain't going to get shit. We on like 15 years, going on 15 years, and I ain't got no kind of blessings, so to speak. You know, people say, well, you breathe every day. Well, they got crackhead. They got murderers on death row breathing. So that I know it's nice to breathe and everything, but it ain't like because I'm breathing, I'm blessed by God. You know, but there's a certain things that in your life, and nothing goes the way you want to go. You say, fuck it. Some people say fuck it through violence. Some people say fuck it through drinking or don't give it a damn, or you just go a million things. I'm sure mine is just don't give a damn. And because of that one thing, it makes you don't give a damn about nothing. I mean, sometimes you get to the point where things you should be caring about, you don't. Because to you, it's like, well, what is it going to do? It don't mean shit. That's how the Democrats depend on people with the border. They figure nobody is expecting the border to be fixed anymore. Is there anybody could raise their hand right now and says, well, I thought the Democrats were going to fix the border. Everybody know by now the Democrat Party does not give a damn about the border. Okay? So if you're thinking that's going to happen, it's not. See? But they know you have that I don't give a damn attitude. I don't expect nothing anyway, so screw it. So they figure they ain't got to do nothing about it because you don't give a shit really anyway. Because you to the point now where, you know what, fuck it, I don't even care. You know, that's how we get. We don't even care no more. It's like, what do I care for? What good is it going to do? It's like you kind of live to be 300. You know damn well you're going to live to be 300. So you trying to do that, you're just wasting energy and things you could be doing to enjoy yourself now. You're worried about some craziness. That ain't never going to happen. So then when it's time to go, you're all screwed. You're all screwed. But that's just how it is, though. I can't help it. After a while, you just don't care no more. It's like, what should I care about? You know, what good is it going to do for me to care? You know? But then you got to motivate each other. It's like, how do you motivate each other? How do I motivate anybody right now? I ain't the one. I tell people all the time, you know, I always tell people like I feel like Moses did when Moses couldn't get into the place where he took everybody. Remember the Ten Commandments? Moses took everybody to the Promised Land, so to speak. And when he got there, because of what he did back in the day, so to speak, he couldn't go. And he would tell people, don't worry about me, you know. Take care of yourself. I'm all right. It's the same like Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King knew he wasn't going to make it. Like he said, I already been there, but don't worry about me. You go take care of your business, so to speak, you know. And that's how I feel. I'm not saying I feel like Martin Luther King, but I feel like, don't worry about me, you know. I'm lost, so to speak, you know. Don't worry about trying to, you know, what about you? You going to be all right? Don't worry about me, you know, but you got to have a good life, you know. And that's how I know there are things that I got to do. And I got to start doing it, you know, because in my mind, I ain't doing jack. I haven't done nothing. But people can all remind me and say, well, you did this, you did that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But I always knew at an early, in 2008, I always thought that because my son was murdered, I would have good time, so to speak. I wouldn't have no more bad luck. That's what you're thinking, because you're like, how bad can it be? Your son gets murdered. You're expecting to have, you know, hey, everything's gonna start looking up now. You know, it don't even work like that. It doesn't even work like that. You don't get shit. You know, it's the same way. It's just that that's just added on to everything else. You know, it's not like, okay, my son was murdered, so now things going to go good for me. I'm going to have good luck, and I'm going to get paid back for what happened. It don't work like that. But you think it do. You think it do. But then after you realize it, then you can, that's what keeps people from being, that's how some of them go crazy, and some of them, or like me, to where you don't expect shit no more. So you can't go crazy because I ain't expecting shit. I'm just trying to stay alive. See, I don't expect to be treated better because my son is dead. I don't expect to have better dreams. I don't expect to have better jobs. To me, I expect just what's going on. I am not surprised. It don't make no sense to me either. But that's the truth. I am not surprised. With everything that's going on, I am not surprised. I'm more surprised that I made it through it than anything. But it's one of those things, like I tell people, you have that I don't give a damn meter. And you can always tell what people are all about, and you realize, do they care about certain things? And once you realize they don't give a damn, there's no reason to even, you know, expect anything from them. So I don't even talk to people like that anymore. It's like, I don't expect nothing. And then along, what they going to do anyway? Talk, oh, I feel so sorry for you. And, oh, you know, well, nobody can do nothing. It wasn't designed to do anything. You know, everybody think they can do it, but it wasn't designed for that. You know, grieving is not designed for somebody to make you feel better. Because they can't. It's like getting a tattoo and you want to get it removed. You're like, oh, too late now. You know, unless you got the same tattoo or whatever, it doesn't mean nothing. But people try to, they try to make it feel better, but nobody can. That's why people who don't have a murder in their family or no kind of situation to where they started grieving really heavy, they can't feel what you feel. They're incapable of it because it's like I call it like an activation. There's a part of your brain. It's like a pop-up turkey. That's how it looks to me. Whenever I close my eyes and look at what I'm talking about right now, I always see a pop-up turkey button looking thing. I don't always see the turkey, but I always see that button, and that button pops up. And when you're not grieving, that button is not there. Sympathy is not grieving. You know, showing affection or showing empathy for somebody because somebody in their family died, that's not the same thing as grieving. You know, grieving is different. You know, it's like vinegar and battery acid. They're both acids, but one of them, you can drink it, and the other one, you can't. It's the same way with grieving. It's a, it's a, It's the same thing. You know, the grieving is like the extreme part of it. The sympathy is like the vinegar. And, the empathy is like the vinegar. And the grieving is like battery acid, hydrochloric acid, to where, but they're both acids. One is just real weak. That's how it is. So when you're not grieving, that button is just there. Like on a turkey, it's just there. But when that stuff happens, boop, you will, if it happens to you, you will know because you will feel it. And everyone I talked to back when I was meeting people a lot about, it was always somewhere where everybody was grieving all the time, and you would talk to those people, and I would always ask them stuff to make sure I ain't going crazy. I was like, did you, and they'll ask me, did you ever? I was like, yeah. Did you do? Yeah, I did. And it was crazy. That's how you know everybody is the same when it comes to grieving. It's like people with Down syndrome. They all look alike. People with a bad heart, they all going to look like they got a bad heart. And on and on and on, grieving the same way, except for you don't see it. But it's more of a mental inside thing, And people always used to ask me, hey, when your son died, did you remember one day when you felt like he knew or she knew they were going to die? And I was like, yeah. Like it was something, not about death, but it was something that they did. Looking back on it, it's like, hey, wait a minute. And I was like, yeah, sure did. And everybody had that same thing. Mine was a day before my son was killed, he was sitting on the floor, and he was reading the Bible. And even though we go to church all the time, but I never seen him reading the Bible like that. And it freaked me out. It made me scared. I was like, man, you okay? Everything all right? And he was like, yeah. And he was got a kick out of it, sort of laughing because, he knew the Bible sort of, like, what's going on? You reading the Bible and everything. You all right? And I knew even then I felt like, but then I just, but when he was killed, I was like, damn, sure enough, he was reading that Bible. And I guarantee you something made him do that, and every person I met, they have a family member that was murdered or got killed all of a sudden, they all had something just like that. And you can, it's like a whole nother community, but nobody, it's weird because everybody looks so normal and you watch people walking around the streets and stuff and you think people don't notice like that. I was at a place one time, maybe like in 2009, and I was working, and I guess one of the ladies knew what happened to my son and stuff. And after I was leaving to go get the paperwork signed, she was like, you know what, you're a strong man, because she told me she knew about it and everything. She said, when I look at you, you look so normal, but I know inside your head it's got to be, and just watch you work and walk around and knowing all that just happened to your son and what you could be thinking of. She started crying. She started crying and asking, can you talk to my son? And, just to kind of, she knew in her mind I was a good guy. And to see me grieving like that and walking around fixing gym equipment and acting like nothing is going on, you look at my face, I don't look, I just look normal. And I said, you know what? I always had that weird feeling like we're like a bunch of zombies, or not like zombies, but we're like a different, it's like it's just a weird, you can't even describe it, but it just reminds me of a new, like another species of people, so to speak, and they living among us, or we live among them, but they don't know us, and we don't know them. In the same way, like I wouldn't, just looking at somebody that's grieving, I wouldn't know they had a son dead or not. I have people that I've met and knew for a long time, and they'll say, I never told you, but my daughter was murdered, or my son was murdered, or, and I was like, wow, I would have never, so it's not a look, but when you, but after you hear, when they say that something like that happened to them, then you look at them, and you can see it. Oh, yeah, I'd be like, oh, they got the look. I know that look anywhere, and you know it. but you can only see it when you know what's happening with that person. But if you never been through that, you won't know none of that. I know it's complicated. That's why I always tell people, just be happy. You don't want to know what I know about that kind of stuff. You know, I ain't talking about just your grandma died and she had cancer. That's sad. That'll make you grieve. I mean, you know, that I'm not saying that's sugarcoated, but it's different kind of situation when somebody is just murdered and they're like healthy, nothing wrong with them, everything is going good, and they just bam, gone. Man, your body can't take that. It's like it changes everything. No matter what happens to you, no matter how you try to act normal, you're not the same no more. And if you try to be the same, those are the people who are commit suicide, and they into that, I love you, and I pray for you every day, I want to meet you. Those people, because they pain gonna go away. They think the pain gonna go away if they embrace that person and love that person, and they think that. I mean, they all realize it didn't happen, it didn't work. That's when they get the suicidal part comes in, because it didn't work. And they feel like, you know, and they get pissed off, and before you know it, they mad at themselves, and they can't take it no more, and they kill themselves. And then you got people like me who they know that shit don't work. They just pissed off all the time and just want to do something, and those are the ones that if you don't keep it under control, you end up hurting somebody. Because you ain't thinking about hurting yourself. You ain't thinking about killing yourself, nothing like that. You're thinking about going through and calling somebody like that crazy guy did on the bus. He was talking all that craziness and stuff, but he had to live it out. And he didn't have no reason to do it. He just pissed. And he crazy, see? But you would never hear the prosecution. When the court part start, you would never hear them talking about the guy was crazy, because they can't. If they mention how he was crazy, then he going to get off. So they'll go find experts to say, ain't nothing wrong with his ass. He all right. He understood what he was doing. That's why you always say they'll find somebody that says, yeah, he understood what he was doing, so he can go to court. He ain't retarded or he ain't got no mental problem. See, even though they know damn well he crazy, who else would do some shit like that? Who else would go out their way to do all that planning, get on a goddamn subway, and do all that unless you crazy? You got to be crazy, because you know damn well what you're doing. He knew what he was doing, but he crazy for trying to do it. So you got to be crazy. People think being crazy means that he was like, and he walked down there and do some retarded craziness. We ain't talking about that kind of crazy. We're talking about if you do some shit like that, that means you crazy. Because who else would do some shit like that? But crazy people. Crazy people. Okay, I'm back. Yep, so like I said, the moral of the story is don't expect shit. Or expect something. Make it happen. I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of not giving a damn, and it's time to make things happen, you know. Yep. We have no damn Republicans. Finally stick up for us. One day, like they said, we shall overcome one day. We ain't going to overcome shit. Because everybody's going to be so screwed up. You got the Black Lives Matter stealing all this money, buying houses. Didn't help nobody. Didn't help nobody. But it's okay. They ain't going to help nobody, because Danny, no news channel even covered it. 2, 4, or 7 didn't even cover it. you know, looking at Julie says, I heard that show. I know it was real. Yeah, that was a big deal. I mean, for black people to ignore that, you know, I ain't saying my feelings got hurt, but it just seems like, damn, man, people are brutal. I mean, no matter what kind of accomplishments you do, in their mind, they're so damn jealous, they couldn't even say, hey, you know what, that was pretty cool. You know, that was pretty cool for you to get the President of the United States to come to your show. Not one black newspaper mentioned it. Something happened. Oh, okay, it's back. Yeah, my computer is so slow. I'm not even sure what the hell is going on. But I keep on a trooper. Like I said, this is Blog Talk Radio. I'm sending my podcast now. I'm about to do a podcast, but I'm going to come all the way different. I'm going to make fun of everything. I don't give a damn no more. I think I did 14 years of Mr. Shaw, you know, or Jamil Shaw Sr., you know. It's like a certain way you have to act, you know, because everybody's just trying to take you down so you really can't be yourself, you know. So you got to be this person that doesn't make any sense sometimes, trying to be that person, you know. And then you get to the point where it's, okay, I can release myself. It's like a record group, a musical group. They'll all be together as a group. And then one of them just got to go on my own and do something different, and they go out and they do it. That's how I am. I done did it. You know, I've been screwed over by everybody. Everybody done sucked me dry. Ain't no more juices left in there. So I might as well discard this body, so to speak, and do what I've been wanting to do for a long time and be pissed off dead. But pissed off dead deserves to be heard. Because Jamil Shaw Sr., he did what he had to do, and, you know, didn't happen. But it's all good. It is all good. One of these days, like I tell my younger son, one of these days, man, it's going to be y'all turn, you know, and a lot of times we told our kids and stuff back when they were little, one day you guys are going to be in charge of the world and all that and stuff like that. You can already tell it's going to suck. It's going to suck for them. It's going to suck. Yeah, I downloaded that. Donald Trump full interview with Jamil Shaw. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna put it on a flash drive, flash stick, because I thought that was gone. You know, I had people at one time. We were getting money donated, and when the person got sick of me, who was in charge of the money, they secretly sent all the money back and didn't even tell me. I found out one day when some mail came to the house. And I saw all these people that they sent the money back. I was like, okay. Wow, that's awesome, though, to see that there. Somebody saved it. Whoever you are, thank you. Yep, it's there. You all right, Julie?
Oh, my God. I just want to tell your audience that you are an amazing man, okay? I just want to say that. Amazing man.
Coming from you, that means a lot. And we're definitely supporting you. I want to congratulate you on Super Tuesday. Appreciate that.
Well, that's good.
I want to talk
about
the media. I mean, you know.
That's awesome. Sorry about that. I was planning by accident. Oh, okay. My thing was, computer was so slow. I didn't even know all these messages was there. Let me read a couple of them before we run out of time. Judy says, we got 19 of the 34 states needed for the convention of states. Three states are filing lawsuits. Even the Democrats in the three states suing are pissed off about Article 42. You should play it next week just to piss off Blog Talk, then see if they delete it again. That surgery, they say, takes forever to close up. Pride with Satan's downfall. Governor Abbott of Texas is sending illegals via charter buses back to D.C. It looked staged. Smith slaps like a dude who doesn't curse in his rap songs. I know, trying to act all tough. And all of a sudden, even in this show, Fresh Prince, he used to act gay all the time, like always doing that, you know, that kind of stuff. He was never was the tough one on the show. That was disappointing, though, because I sort of liked Will Smith, but once he started getting looned out, when he got with Jada and he got all loony and he had all those loony-ass kids, he was like, damn, you know, I knew he wasn't having no fun in that house. Sometimes you see people having fun, and when they say money don't buy happiness, it can buy happiness, but if you, you know, depending on who you with, you know, when you're trying to be with her, everybody thought that was cool, see, because back then when Jada Pickett came out, they was into that, you know, if you like, you look like a gangster, but you're not. You got more attention, like Jodeci. Remember Jodeci? Everybody dressed like gangsters, with their hats on backwards, wearing leather vests or no shirt, pants hanging, stomach showing, like, yeah, what's up, baby? You know, acting like a gangster, but they can sing real good. A lot of guys made money on that kind of look. Jada Pickett, that's what she did. She came into that show, Different World, remember? And she was like, yeah, she was like the bad girl, didn't want to go to school, fuck the system, everybody's against her because she's black kind of stuff. And that's how she made her, you know, her persona was everything she did, she was like that. She really couldn't break it. But everybody, you know, like Will Smith was like, ooh, I want to hit that. She's a gangster. You know, Julie, hey, Nelson said late, fell asleep. Hey, I know how I need some sleep. I wake up so much now, man, it drives me crazy. I'm surprised that I don't have no bags under my eyes. I probably do. Yeah, I definitely got that show, and I heard a little bit of it, too. I played a little bit, and it was like, wow. And here Trump called me Jamil, like he was my friend, you know. And it was cool because I could tell Trump liked me. But there were people in his camp who they didn't want him to be dealing with illegal alien stuff. And people don't care no more. That's why it's out of control. Biden, them know nobody care. You know, black people don't care. They watching it. They care, but they don't know what's going on. And they don't give a damn. It's hard to explain. But it's one of those things like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Julie, Nelda, thanks for listening. I know I was rambling off today, but... you know, I guess somebody got to do it, huh? But, yeah, you guys have a good night. And, you know, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. You know, eventually, like you say, that's what I'm going to do. Next week, I'm going to get that show when I hang up. I'm going to fix it up so I can use it on the next show. I'm going to download it right now for my computer before I lose my computer. And that was awesome for you to do that, man. That was... I gave up on that so long. I looked for that thing so long. It was just to have a chance to hear it again was very inspirational. Thank you again, y'all. See you next week.
Here they come. Here they come. The legals, they coming.
That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. My neighborhood is changing, not for the best.
Not for the best.
People looking different, not like the rest.
Not like the rest.
Come in peace, that's what they say.
What they say.
But don't get in their motherfucking way. They're taking LA back, starting with the black.
With the black.
In California, so get back, Jack.
Get back, Jack.
One by one, our men are missing. What's wrong with them? What are they dissing? American citizens, why won't you listen? Black people, are you paying attention?
You paying attention?
We're being replaced. Can't you see?
Can't you see?
People around here don't look like me.
That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
They don't want to blend into our way of life.
Way of life.
All they care about is the stress and strife.
Stress and strife.
And putting the black men way out of sight.
Out of sight.
Where all the black men are, they are
where the men at?
What about the children, the victims of
where the men at?
All they want to do is just have some fun. Now there's no light, not even the sun.
Even
I just became wait for the king to come.
That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
Nobody's growing up, man, this is wrong. We gotta make sure our kids grow up strong.
The kids
as being replaced, LA is busting at the scene. I thought all they wanted was American
the
dream.
American dream.
But all I'm seeing is American bloodstream.
Bloodstream.
Being replaced by any means.
Being replaced.
Then being treated like a damn dope.
But being replaced.
Fresh from the border, here they come.
Fresh from the
all the free shit, yeah, they want some.
Give me some, give me some.
Are we really that dumb?
That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
The murder capital, how can this be?
Gunfire.
When you get replaced, your family will see bullet holes in your body that people can see through.
Death,
death at funerals, yeah, that's on the video. Die so damn fast, don't have time to build.
Don't even cry.
All you want to be better, they can feel what he went through.
Won't be
being replaced. Can't you
the
see?
Big payback.
People around here don't give a damn about me.
I won't be
American citizens, they don't wanna be.
The big payback.
American citizens, they don't wanna see.
Another man
all they
down.
Care about the money, cause they know it's free.
Black man
but
down.
Being replaced. Can't you see?
America citizens
people
down.
People around here don't give a damn about me.
That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans
you gotta stand up?
Call? You better stand up and heed the call.
You gotta stand up.
The same thing happens to one
stand
of
up hold your kids. Stand up for your daddy. Stand up for your mama. Stand up for your wife. Stand up for your husband. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for America. Stand up for the human
race. That was wrong. What happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call. Same thing happens to one of y'all.